Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am joined today with Joe Zepecki, and it kind of snuck up on me. A year goes by really quickly, but a year ago today, Giannis and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday and PJ Tucker and Bobby Portis,
they got it done,
and the city was the most electric.
The happiest it's ever been, maybe.
Yeah, it was, God, that, but the whole summer was just so, just a blur, because we went out for almost every single game. I think in the entire...
Well, you're young.
Yeah, we don't have children, but between the Nets, Atlanta, and Phoenix series, I think we watched two games at home. Like, we were out, and we were in it. And that was a roller coaster, because, like, Giannis was hurt. We were down two. Then we came back, and every series was insane.
Kevin Durant's shoe was too big.
Yeah. And so, but today marks a year since we're no longer the reigning champions. The Golden State Warriors have...
Always the reigning champions in our hearts.
But
though.
It's not... We can win it again. We still have the same core crew. But, like, so what were your... Between either... not necessarily the game that we won, but like the whole series or the game or the parade, like what were some of your memories that you take with that you're like, yes,
my favorite thing out. We just talk about the mood of the city that whole month. Like, Bucks and Six has always been a thing, and it's become more of a thing, but like during that month, it was just the phrase that was on the lips of everybody. And the example I'll give is took a pontoon boat ride on the Milwaukee River. And, you know, when you're on a boat, boating customs, you basically wave. You just put a hand up for everybody who you pass.
Yeah.
And that night, that summer night before they'd won, it was just like, people didn't just stick their hand up and wave. It was Bucks and Six. It was a standard greeting. You were walking down the streets downtown. You just give that head nod when you see somebody, or they're wearing Bucks, like, you know, Bucks and Six. It was on everybody's lips, and it brought the city together in ways that, I mean, it's like giving me chills to think about. Yeah. It was just such a unifying moment for the city. It was electric.
And that's, you know, because I'm the first one to admit that not anymore, but I would say that I was, you know, a bit of a bandwagon fan. I hadn't lived here in forever. Most of my life, we hadn't been that good. I was really into the Bucks when we lost to the 76ers when I was like 9 or 10.
2001?
Was it 2001?
I think it was 2001 Eastern Conference Finals.
I wasn't older then. Yeah, but it was when we still had Ray Allen and, and you know, I was into it then, but then, whatever, I was living in other places, and so...
Were you a Lakers fan when you were out in L.A.?
No.
Okay.
No. I just wasn't an NBA fan. Like, I just didn't follow it enough.
Yeah.
But I got so into it last year because I think it was more than just basketball. And I'm not the first one to say this, but there's something about Giannis. There's something about the team, that group of guys, and the fact that they came up against these like super teams with all the superstars, and the story of it being 50 years and Milwaukee always kind of being this underdog that gets pooped on. I caught myself there. Either by our politics in this state. I think Stephen A. Smith had been told us what a terrible city.
What a terrible city.
And to watch how much fun everyone was having and what this meant, and just that was all of it. And so that it was magical. But I also had said, I was like, I don't think I could do this again next year. Like, emotionally and physically, I don't think I'll have it in me to give this much of my body to the Bucks again. And then we didn't have to. And that was honestly when we lost this year. The group of friends that I was with, we were all super bummed for about 30 minutes. And then finally someone said it. They're like, well, at least we kind of get our summer back.
Wow. They breathed a sigh of relief.
No,
I object.
It was a silver lining of this is a lot of time we get back from what otherwise we would all be very invested in these games.
So what was your favorite memory?
Well, like I said, I got to go to the final game.
So it was game six.
It was
in the
that
building.
Was incredible.
Did you save any confetti or anything?
We saved. We stole a Pat Connaughton big head. I don't know how we. I don't know how we
borrowed. Borrowed.
Yeah, I don't know
didn't
how we
steal,
got
borrowed
out of the building with one of those things. But I think that's still somewhere. We'll find it in the move, I'm sure.
That could be what you put on the wall
there
behind you.
We should start making a collage on the wall. And then the towels that they had handed out that night. But I remember because I then went down to the parade to film.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a TikTok out of just the experience. And I went by myself just because people were working or whatever. It was the middle of the day. And that was really cool, too. Once again, to see everyone come out and be so happy and really show the diversity of our city and have everyone be safe. And, you know, because to show what's possible. But then what I did love, not that I did not see him at the bars, but I saw all the footage of PJ Tucker just
bar hopping, just doing a bar crawl
all day with his like bottle of champagne going to bar after bar. He was at the Harp, like he was just,
I think,
everywhere.
Portis was out shooting pool somewhere
probably, and just like how of the people some of those guys were that day of just partying with Milwaukee. That was pretty cool to see, which also made it a little sad when he didn't come back. Yeah.
There were two other moments that really stood out to me. So the first is the obvious one. Everybody saw the Instagram live that Giannis did the morning after, which was just like the most endearing content you can imagine. Like asking the young lady working at the Chick-fil-A, can I put you on camera? You know, so polite. Most superstars wouldn't do that. Next thing you know, there's like millions of people watching this. After dropping 50 points, he's like, I want 50 chicken nuggets. It's just incredible. And then the other one that really got me was like the night of, if you remember, Thanasis was in COVID protocol.
Yeah.
And so he couldn't be on the bench with the team. And I feel like there was a moment where we like saw Giannis like FaceTiming his brother. And it was just so touching. So I FaceTimed my brother who lives in another state because it's just like, oh my God, I love my brother so much.
Because he said, he's like, I'm coming there. I'm coming though.
Yeah, I was like, no. Like,
no,
yeah.
You can't come here.
You can't. I might get you sick. Yeah, it was just so heartwarming and wonderful. And
well, especially now because if you've been assuming you've seen Rise.
Not yet. No spoilers. No. Don't tell me how it ends.
Yeah. But like, you know.
But I read the Giannis book, which was fantastic.
So yeah, so a movie and a book to give, to understand the depth of what those brothers have gone through and to be on the same team to celebrate that together. Totally. And so in the environment where a lot of things feel bad, taking a moment to appreciate how much that meant to so many people. Happy anniversary to all who celebrate.
The City of Champions, the Milwaukee Bucks. We should do this every year. Just take a moment and remember how great that was.